think with that, takes us to number 13 on our agenda. Pet allowances in park facilities. One controversial topic after another for you, Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was afraid I wasn't going to get a chance to visit with you today. Now you'll know I wasn't sleeping. No, thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks Division. We've been talking about this for a couple of months now. I don't know that I need to go back over everything in the whole world. It's pretty straightforward. We currently do not allow pets in any of our facilities in the parks. Some recent changes to the way people travel, to what society is asking for. We believe that this proposal to allow pets in some of our facilities with a moderate fee of $10 per reservation will kind of keep us up with what today's traveler is looking for. I would say that I guess I've learned something along the process. And, you know, as I've listened to commissioners, as I've taken stock of some of the comments that we received, as I visited with my staff, you know, in the beginning they were saying, you know, maybe we need to hold some of these things back and make them so that we don't allow pets in some of those. And I, you know, I probably didn't give that as much consideration as I should have. And you know, as this thing has matured, as we've had those conversations, as the comments have come in, I would say I've become even more of an advocate of that. I think that you know, just the comments themselves that we've seen from the public say that not every you know, one size doesn't fit all in this deal. There should be some facilities that are left pet free, that we've got folks with allergies and maybe personal preferences or whatever that is. And you know, I think as a, you know, and our staff were there before I was, so I think once again they proved that they are a lot smarter than I am. So I think with this finalization, with the proposal or the the finalization that you have in front of you right now, gives the department and my folks through our operations team the ability to say, yeah, well, we've got a certain amount of inventory that should be available to pet owners and allow for that to happen. We've got a certain number that we should probably set aside and say, yeah, this probably isn't the great fit. We've got some other travelers that have different requirements. But it does give us the flexibility to decide where that happens and how it happens. And I think that's great because not each and every park is created equal. We do have, you know, take Shade Hill for an example. We get a lot of hunters in there in the fall. They, you know, things are a little bit different at Shade Hill than they are maybe at Lewis and Clark throughout the entire season. So it gives us a chance to look at this and say, hey, what makes sense? What makes sense for our travelers? Maybe we start out slow, we increase inventory, or maybe have to pull back. But I think it gives us a lot of options, and I do think it's the right thing moving forward. So again, going back, our proposal, as it sits in front of you, without change today, would be to allow pets in park facilities. It would allow them for a $10 reservation fee, and it gives us the latitude to move forward with that and see what works and what doesn't. So with that, I should be happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Director Simpson. Does anybody have any questions for Scott on this one? I think, like he said, we've heard a lot about this over the last few months. Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. I guess with this proposal, I'm glad you're considering, you know, keeping pets out of some of them, but I wish the percentage would have been in here already. What percentage of the rentals were not going to be allowed pets and which was? I wish that was in the proposal. So, I mean, down the road, it's hard to say, you know, maybe you're, 100, like you said, 100% in Shade Hill, but maybe 5% ain't in somewhere else, you know. It'd been nice to know that to be part of the proposal, to so we knew, you know. But I'm glad that's considered to not do 100%.
Very well. Any other questions, comments for Scott?
Just a comment. I think this is in a good place. Thank you for allowing those accommodations to have some not have pets and others. I think families will like this, so thank you. I will be in support of it, and I'll make the motion to adopt the proposal.
Second.
And a motion by Ristler, seconded by Larkin. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I think that was for the first proposal. We'll need a second one for the fees associated with it. So with the approval of the allowance for pets to take place in park-owned facilities, as I said before, we also have a $10 per reservation associated fee. And with your approval, we would institute that fee and move it forward.
Very well. Questions for Scott on the fee schedule?
Move to approve.
Been a motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Bees. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's approved.
Thank you.
Nice work.